Okay, today's daf is Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalad. Kiddushin Daf Mem Dalad. We are on Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So we finished. Tani, you can close it. We finished the main sugyas of Shlichus. That was the first three blot of the second parak. It's all about Shlichus. It's then Shlichus Varavera. We get into Meila and Tficha Mechira and Shlichus Yad. Then we add the very important Gemara at the end of yesterday's shir about Shliach Nasa Eid, Ritva, what you have to do at a wedding. And we ended up getting a little bit into the halachas of Shvua. I ran through that, just to clarify it again. There are really three types of Shvuas in halacha. Shvuas da'ora, there are three Shvua da'raisas. The Rambam mentions this at the beginning of Hechas Torah v'Nitan, among other places. Eilucha mechuyiv Shvua min ha'Torah chutz mishlosha. There are three Shvuas mida'raisa. What are they? They're all nishpa v'niftar. Midaraisa, you can only have a shvua that you swear, which exempts you from some type of payment. Number one, Mishahodib Mixas Matalin. I say you owe me $100, and you say I only owe you 50. So you have to pay the 50 and swear that you don't owe the other 50 on your pater. Nishba v'niftar. Number two, Mishachivo Eid Echad. If an Eid Echad, somebody comes to me and says, you owe me $100, I have no proof except there's one Eid. If they have two Eidim, then I have to pay. If they have a shtar, then I have to pay. But if they don't have any proof except one Eid, that's also, an Eid Echad is Kam L'Shvua. An Eid Echad makes you swear that you don't owe any money, and therefore you're Pater. It's a big discussion. Is an Eid Echad, what power really does an Eid Echad have? Is he really half of a Kat? Is it a totally different Mechayev? But that's number two. And number three is Veha Shomer. All the Shvuas HaShomrim. Shomer Chinim, Shomer Sachar, all those. It was stolen, or I was in Poshea. All the types of Shvuas HaShomrim, that's all category. In one category, again, Nishpa V'Niftar. Shari Nemar, V'Shomer Shvuas HaShem Tiyah Ben Shneim. All of those are Nishpa V'Niftar. Fine. Then the Rambam says, there's a whole group of Shvuas D'Rabbanan, listed in the long Mishnah towards the end of Masechta Shvuas, to a whole blot Mishnah. I will call on Nishban V'Notlin. But all the nishban, the way you swear and you take, for example, a sachir, somebody who swears that he did not get paid. The employer said he paid him, and the guy says, no, you didn't, you never paid me. So he could be swear and get his wages. V'nechbal, somebody who was wounded. You wounded me, so you have to pay. U'pogim shtaru, v'chayezev, ol'chol nishban b'tayin ha'safek. Right, shutvin, a shutv says to the other shutv, I'm not sure, but I think you gave me a raw deal on the splitting of the nechasim. Right, so all of these cases are nishba v'notel. Those are shvuos called midrabanan, but takanas chachamim. Aval b'shein b'divrei sofrim hari hein ke'ein shal tar b'nikitas chayfetz. All of these are similar to the shvuos d'araisa in that you hold the sefer Torah when you take those shvuos, but all of those are nishba v'notel. And then the chachamim came up with a third category. It's called shvuos heses. Shvuos heses are cases where really you don't owe a shvua. And you denied everything. You were kofar bakol. But the Chazal said, you know what? Take a shvua. If the guy's claiming that he owes you $100, there must be some basis for it. So take a shvua, lahafis daito shabal abayis, to appease him, to make him happy. And that's also a nishba v'niftar. That's a shvua d'rabanan. It's a different than the lowest level shvua, because it's really not based on any claim. It's nishba v'niftar. But in that case, there are many differences between Hesses and the others. Maybe you don't have to hold the Sefer Torah by Hesses and others, because it's not as chomer of a shvua. But those are the three types of shvuos d'oraisa that are mechuyef. There are other types of shvuas, but not obligated ones. Those are the obligatory shvuas. You could take a shvua that I'm not going to eat cookies today. That's also a shvua recognized by the Torah, but that's not a shvua d'oraisa. You could swear that we're going to talk about later on today's daf. There's something called shvuas hapikadon in Parshas Vayikra, where I swear that I swear falsely that I don't have anything of yours, and I end up having something of yours. That's a shvua that's mechayev me a karbon, an asham gazelos. So there are other shvuas recognized by the Torah, but the three shvuas that are obligated, right, the Rambam starts off, in l'cha shvuas hamachuyev min haTorah, except those three categories. Okay, that's just to do a little slower, just to have clear in our minds the shvua d'araisas. Okay, so now we get up to the next Gemara, we're on the two dots of Mem Gimel Amud Beis. So now we're out of Shlichus, now we get into the next section, which is all about the powers of a father and a daughter at a time period in their life when they both have certain power in Halacha. So the Mishnah says in Gittin, which the Gemara quotes first, Mem Gimel Amud Beis, Tanan Hasam, Nara Amorasa, Hiva Aviyah Mekablan Esgita, a Nara Hamorasa, a girl, Nara, 12 to 12 and a half, that is mu'urasa, that is mu'ureses, hiva via makablan esgita. She or her father could accept her get. If she was already had nisuin, then the father's out of the picture. Nisuin takes the father out of the picture. But even after erisin, right, we pass, even after erisin, you need a get. Erisin is not halachic engagement. It's a mistranslation. Eirusin is really the first stage of a Jewish marriage. Marriage is two stages. There's Eirusin or Kiddushin, and then Nisuin. Even after Eirusin and Kiddushin, you need a get. She's an Eishes Ish. Chayv Skila. So then, if she's Mizana. So says the Gemara, Nara Rasahi Bavim Kalaskita, either one, she is a Nara, so she's still in her father's Rishus. As we learned a few times earlier, the different schios that a father has in his daughter, one of them is that he could marry her off and he's in control of her for marriage. So she could accept the get and her father could accept the get. Amar Rabbi Yehuda says no. Ein shtei adayim zochos ka'echad. Right? Two hands can't be zocha at the same time. There's only one address. Ella? Avia Makabalas Gita. Only her father. Her father can accept the get. Father can accept the get. And that's what the language of the Gemara in Gittin, when the Gemara quotes this, is Bimakom Aviha Yadida Lav Klumhu. In the place of her father, when her father's around, her hand does nothing. Meaning the real address, even though she's the actual player in the marriage, but the real address in this at this stage of life is the father. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Machlokas Tanaim by Gittin. V'chol she'ena yachol lishmaris Gita. The Mishnah ends off by saying also, if a woman cannot guard her get, einu yachol lizgarish. Then she cannot be mizgarish. She's not able to hold on to her get, then she cannot be mizgarish. What is the svara for that? So there are three reasons given in the Gemara there, and the Rishonim here quote it. Reason number one, why a woman who cannot accept her get, makar number one is, it says, v'nasan biyada, right, it says you have to put it into her hand, it says, debay Rabbi Yanai, she'efshal lagarish davka isha she'esh lo yad kabbalas gita, only if she has a yad, right, v'nasan biyada, and she has to have a yad in order to be able to accept her get. Number one. Number two, v'shilcha mibeso. V'shilcha mibeso is only a woman who is sent out of the house and doesn't come back. She's not a shote. But if she's mishalcha v'chozeres, Tosas quotes that here, that she's not able to be mizgarish. And finally, number three, Tosas here quotes the Yerushalmi. The third makar is that it's a din derabanan. Mida araisa, even if she cannot hold on to her get, she can get divorced. But you know what? Shlo yinhagu ba minag hefker. If a woman has who's in a shote or some other stage where she can't take care of herself, as long as she has a husband, the husband will guard her. But if she does not, if she's divorced, then she's gonna be open to the world. So therefore, midra banan, if any chol lakabel eskita and lishmar eskita, shed she can't be divorced. So there are a number of nafkamina between these three reasons. Rashi quotes one of them. Rashi says if she can't accept her get, even her father cannot accept it for her. That Shita's Rashi right here. Rashi says, on the sixth wide line, Akita Enichol Eskarish, Afilo Ay De'Aviyah, and Tosus jumps on her. What do you mean? Enichol Eshvar Eskita is not a din in the Mahus of the Gavra. It's just a din. She can't guard it. But if her father can guard it for her, fine. But Rashi seems to be holding one of the other Makoros. Maybe Vishulcha Mibeso. She's Mishalcha V'Chozeres. She doesn't have enough Das to hold on to it and then not go back to her husband. She doesn't know what divorce is, really. So therefore, that's a Machlokos between Rashi and Tosus. What about a case of, if he did it, be the Eved, Avar V'Giresh, Tosfos says. Avar V'Giresh. This is on the fifth line of Tosfos. Again, according to the one who says, it's me Durabana, maybe it would work, because it's only Durabana. According to the other opinions, maybe it's something, Ma'akev, it's a Dinda Raisa, that you cannot divorce someone in this state. The other one is the Av, like I mentioned. And the third, Nafkamina, is, what if she is Itim Shote V'Itim Chaluma? Tosfos says on the fifth line. Sometimes she's a Shote, but sometimes she's sane. Or she's not always. So could you give it to her at a moment that she's sane? So if you say it's a din of Shila Baisa cannot hold on to it, she doesn't have a yad, so she does have a yad at these times. Or if you say that, let's say it's a case of Mishalcha v'chozeres, then it's a little more questionable. Is she at this moment she's Mishalcha v'ena chozeres? She's not going to go back. But maybe in half an hour she's going to be Mishalcha v'chozeres. She's going to go back. So those are the three different makoros for this din, and Tosfos quotes three different nafkamina based on these marmakomos. Okay.
Let's, Yehuda's not addressing an age.
No, this last line has nothing to do with the Machlokas of Yehuda and the Chachamim. It's a separate din. Now, for the rest of today, the rest of the next Amud, we're going to talk about the first din. The first din of Machlokas, the Chachamim and the Yehuda. So let's get back to that. So again, the Chachamim say, by Anara Hamorasa, which Rashi, by the way, says also Ktana, but we'll focus on Anara Marasa. So the Tanakama, the Chachamim say, she or her father could accept the get, and Rabbi Yehuda says only her father. So this is a Machlokas by Gerushin. What would you say by Kiddushin? So that's a machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. Amar Reish Lakish, k'machlokas l'gershin, k'machlokas l'kiddushin. Just like there's a machlokas by gershin, so too by kiddushin. Reish Lakish is a parallel machlokas. The same sheet this would apply by kiddushin. The Gemara later on says, based on Yatzav Ahaisa. Yatzav Ahaisa, as we have a number of times, you always compare Gittin and kiddushin. For Rabbi Yochanan Amar, Rabbi Yochanan says, no. Machlokas l'gerushin. The machlokas between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is learned by gerushin. Aval b'kiddushin, divrei akol aviyav Elohi. But when it comes to marriage, even the Chachamim would agree only the father is able to accept it, but not her. Again, if she does not have a father, and she's a Nara, she'd accept her own get. Or she could accept her own Kiddushin. If she doesn't have a father, and she's a Ketana, then Midrabanan, her brother and her mother, could accept her Kiddushin. Kiddushin Miyun, as we'll get to at some point. But that's the Machlokas. Reish Lakish says it's a parallel Machlokas. Reish Lakish says, no, the Machlokas is only by Gershin, but by Kiddushin, it's different, only the father. So now we have, what's the reason for Reb Yochanan? Reb Yochanan holds of Yatzav HaHaisa, so it must be that there's an overriding drasha here. Because Yatzav HaHaisa is something that everybody agrees to. We had it earlier in the Masechta. So, Amar Reb Yatzav HaChanina, my time with Reb Yochanan, Libid Rabbanan. Why does Reb Yochanan say that by marriage it's different, and therefore what? What's the difference? Rabbi Yehuda says the same thing in both cases, only the father. The difference is the Rabbanan. The Rabbanan say that by Gerushin, either or, the father or the daughter, but by Kiddushin, only the father. So what's the difference? What's the difference? So, first day of the Gemara. Gerushin de machnas es atzma l'rishus avia. By Gerushin, where the daughter is going back into the father's rishus, right, leaving her husband, going into the father, bein hi bein avia, the mistama, the father doesn't care. The father's getting her back. It's nichale that the daughter could get the get herself, and therefore he's less makbid, and therefore that's it. She's going back to the father's rishus. Kiddushin de mafkas atzma mirishus aviha, aviha v'lohi. But by kiddushin, where she is leaving the father's rishus, right? Now, Kiddushin, she's going to go into the Baal's Rishus, so then you could maybe assume that the father is more medakdek about things, and therefore, that's the reason the Rabbanan say that by Kiddushin, only the father and not her. Says the Tosfos HaRosh, is she really totally leaving the father's Rishus when she's Nisaris? She's a little bit out, but we know he still has control for Afaras Adarim, right? The husband cannot be made for the Adarim totally by Erisin. It has to be a joint effort. And other halachas aren't so clear that she's totally out of the father's rishus. So Tosfos HaRosh has an important lashon. This is haschoas hafka'a. This is the beginning of the hafka'a, leaving the rishus. She says, leka hafka'a b'kiddushin, ala sha'av einu mefer der elevado. Bikom akom aschalto ta hafka'ahi. Lefi shalachar kiddushin omedes linasei. It's the first stage. The first stage. That is the Tosfos HaRosh. So that's the first answer of the Gemara. What's the difference between Kiddushin and Gerushin? Gerushin, the daughter's going into the rishus of the father. She's less makbid. So even the daughter, Masha Enkin, by Kiddushin, she is leaving. Ask the Gemara 1 minute.
Reish Lakish doesn't hold of that lima that we have Binurei HaBeis Aviha.
Does Reish Lakish not hold of Binurei HaBeis Aviha?
And Yish. No.
Yesh Kesel Adam Zed, that's by Amei Avriya. That's by Amei Avriya. But we use that for Kesef Kiddushin.
Yes.
Right, Rebbe Savia, Kol Shevach Nurim Lavia, that the father can accept Kesef Kiddushin. So nobody ever says that it's only the daughter. That's saying the father has chuyos. The father has chuyos. There's no shita here that says that the daughter could ever do it and not the father. The question is, could they both do it, or could only the father do it? That's the question. Nobody ever says, could argue on that drasha. Exactly. Bin Rebbe Savia, the Gemara and Daf Dalet, or whatever it is, Kef Gimel, that everybody would agree to. So ask the Gemara, is it really true?
It's not Kol Shevach Nurim Lavia automatically? That has to go to the father?
No. Kol Shevach Nurim Lavia means he has the right. But maybe the daughter could accept for him.
Because the Gemara asks that maybe she, Tikta Shi Kat
there, maybe she could keep her own money. Maybe, but here, maybe she could accept it for him. Maybe it'll end up going to the father. The Shevach. The money will end up to the father, but can she be the hand that accepts it? Okay. So ask the Gemara, is this really true that whenever she is leaving the father's Rishus, that only her, only the father and not her? But what do you mean? Very Maimar. With the case of Maimar. Or Maimar is the Kiddushin, in quotes. Kiddushin de Rabbanan of a case of Yibam. Mita Raisa, Yibam is nothing. Yibam has to be Bia. But Chazal were misaking that, you know, you want to create a context also here. So Maimar. So what about Maimar? De Mafkas Asma Mershus Avia. Let's say you have a little girl who has to do Maimar. She's a Yavama. And she has to do Maimar with her Yavam. Again, this has to be a case after Erison. There was a death. And there's a Yibam case after Erison, because after Nisuan, remember, the father's out of the picture. So after Erison, the brother dies, and now the alive brother does Maimar with this woman, with this girl. So there, Maimar also, she's leaving her father's Rishus. Vitznan, and we learned in the Mishnah, Ketana min ha'Erison, ein osim ba Maimar, elamidas avia. A Ketana min ha'Erison, Maimar has to be done with the das of the father. But vahanara, be'midas asma be'midas avia. Question mark. So, but by Nara, it's even Midas Atzma. So here, Maimar, she's leaving the father's Rishus, and yet you see she has power by herself. Be Midas Atzma. So that's a question. So you can't say the chiluk between, according to Rabbi Yochanan, between kedushin and gerushin is, if you leave the father's reshus, only the father has power. No, Maimer, you leave the father's reshus, and you see she has power. How is she leaving the father's reshus by Maimer? How is she leaving? So again, the Ritva here says, why? Because once Maimer is done, even though it's drabanan, but now she can no longer marry any of the other brothers. That's what we paskin. If you do Maimer to one brother, then she's nifsal to all the other brothers. So it does accomplish something that it used to be the father can marry her off to any of the Yavams, any of the brothers. And now with Maimer, only one brother is left. He could choose. That's what he quotes the Ritva, quotes the Ramban. So the question is, so what's the difference between Kedushin and Gerushin? Itmar Hachi Itmar. So this is what is the difference between Kedushin and Gerushin. Amar Rabbi Yossi, Bar Chanina, my time to Rabbi Yochanan, the Rabbanan, a second try. What's the reason? Again, what's the reason that according to the Rabbanan, by Gerushin, the father or the daughter has rights, while by Kedushin, only the father? Kedushin demidaita aviyav Elohi. Kedushin, which requires the das of the kala party. Midaita here means the side of the kala. Doesn't literally mean her das, it can be the father's das, but of course it's a process that requires ratzon and das, so that's why it's only the father, because you see das makes a difference. So if das makes a difference in the case from that side, so it's the father's das that's crucial. Gerushin to balkarcha, but gerushin, which is forced anyway, so benahi benavia, it's balkarcha anyway from her side. Bar Karcha of her, Bar Karcha of the father. So therefore, that's why it doesn't make a difference by Gerushin, and therefore, anyone can, either the father or the daughter can do it by Gerushin. It's a crucial Rashi here. Rashi says, fourth line, to be Daita, de Be'inan Das Hamakne. What does midaita mean? Das makne. Rashi seems to say that the das of the woman by a marriage is like a regular das that's needed for any transaction. Das makne. There's das kone, das makne, das makne. Those three words. See on the side, the asterisk, ayin heitev, Rashi yavamas yutasim abeis. He says ayin heitev, Rav Pikud, so you gotta look at it. So what does it say? Ayin heitev, yavamas yutasim abeis. Rashi there says, kiddushin to alma, v'holcha v'haysa lishacher, midaita mashma. Rashi there quotes a pasuk by Kiddushin as the basis for Das Ha'isha. So that's how most Achronim assume it. There's a problem here, there's a stira. Rashi here seems to say that the Das of an Isha by Kiddushin is the regular Das needed by Das Makna. Right? Das Makna, by any Kinyanim. Mashenki, and there he quotes a Dafka, a special Pasuk by Merit. It seems to say that it's specifically here there's Das. So that's a big discussion in the Achronim. What kind of Das is needed by a woman? Is it regular Das, or is there something unique here to the Das of the Isha? Remember what we've mentioned in the past, that's the Shita of the Ran. The Ran in the Dharam Daf Lamed, where he minimizes the Das of an Isha by Kiddushin totally. That's where the Ran says on Daf Lamed, based on a Gemara there, says the Ran, I'll read it to you, Mikivan Shihimas Kemes the Kiddushi Ha'ish, once the woman agrees to marry the man. Again, that's what the galus of the daf is, to review all the most important shitas and shas. So even if we hear it a number of times, oh yeah, he said that already, but it's important to review, so we keep it clear in our mind. Once she's maskemes l'kidushish, once she gets married to the man, he mevatelas daita v'ritzona, she's mevatel herself, umashvi nafsha eitzel abal kedavar shel hefker. She makes it like a dvar hefker. Va'abal machlis l'rishu, so the baal is the main player. The Baal is the main player when it comes to Hachnasa L'Rishuso. He brings her into the house. Hilkach, Einan Udonin, B'Kidusha Mitzada, Isha Ali Mitzada Baal. The Baal is the main player. The Isha is just Mashvis. It's kind of like we get the mashal. The Isha turns the key in the door, but the Baal opens it. She turns the key. She has to first be Mevatel herself, be Mafkira herself. That's what her expression of Das is, just saying, okay, now you can do the whole action. But she has no active part in Lumdis, says the Ran. So according to that, that's totally different than either Rashi, right? That's not Das Makne. That's not Das, unique Das. Maybe that's what the Rashi means, but it's a unique Das Makne in Kiddushin. But either way, that is that's the Ran. And this is also how, based on this Ran, we answered up the question of the Nod to be Yehuda, but also it's an Avni Miluim. The Nod to be Yehuda asked the Kasha, but the Avni Miluim gives the answer in Sirin Mem Gimel, the Ksos, and the Avni Miluim. The Nod to be Yehuda says, one minute, a woman is by marriage, a woman is Makna herself. Right? Rashi here says, Das Makna. So why can a Katan ever get married? We had earlier on Daf Yates, a Katan can never get married. A Katana can get married. But why can't a Kohen get married? Why can't a Kohen get married? He's the Kohen. He doesn't have a yad. But what do you mean? Many Rishonim hold when there's das acheres makne, when there's somebody else pushing the object into one's into the Kohen's Rishos, is that a problem? Right? That's why we pass in on Sukkot on the first day. You shouldn't give your lulav and esrog to your cotton child. Why? Because they could be Kohen it through you, das acheres makne, but they can't give it back to you. So why can't a Kohen get married? The woman is makne herself to the cotton.
Who's initiating?
So you have to say, but let's say, by any das acheres makne. Let's say the lulav case. You give it to your cotton son. Ein bodas, but you give it to them. So says the Avni Miluim. No, based on the Ran. This isn't a regular case of das makne. She's being mafkira herself, but then the Kona plays a major role here. So that's why it wouldn't work. But again, Rashi here says das makne. So he seems to be going in a different approach than the Ran. Okay, let's continue now. So the Gemara had a second answer here. So what's the difference according to the Rabbanan? Why by Gerushin could it be either the father or the daughter accepting? While by Kiddushin, only the father, because by Kiddushin it's Midaita. Ask the Gemara now, Bahari Maimar, to Midaita. What do you mean? The same price that we quoted up above. Maimar requires Das. Maimar requires Midaita, cannot be forced. Viktani Ben Hibi Navia. And it says in the price that we just quoted on top, that again, it's both. So that can't be the chiluk between Kiddushin and Gerushin, because Kiddushin is always Midaita. So you say Midaita has to be the father. Maimer is Midaita, and it's also either one. So Gemara says, no. Hasa, but Maimer de Balkarcha of a Rebihi. That case is talking about a case of a forced Maimer, and it's going like Shitas Rebbe, because Rebbe holds that a Maimer can be forced. So it's like Gerushin. Titania, Hosa Maimer be Yavimta Shalomidaita. Somebody does Maimer be Yavimta with his Yavama Shalomidaita against her will. Rebbe Amarkana, Vacham Omer Mlokana. So you see, Rebbe says it works. So that's the case of the Braisa. It's a case of Balkarcha. That's why it's like Gerushin, and therefore it could be the father or the daughter. But really, if it was a case of Ratzon Daita, like Kiddushin, it could only be the father. What's the case of a forced Maimar? A forced Bia, right? Bia Balkarbo, Yevimto, even Balkarcha. So you know, it's a Maisa Bia took place. How do you force somebody to accept Maimar? Well, you hold her hand open and you force the money into her hand. That's a forced Maimar. So Rashi says here, you throw the kesef to her, and it says and you say harayim kadeshesli. Throw the kesef. Rashi says zarak la kesef v'yomal harayim kadeshesli. Right. So the question that the Achronim say, don't you need a kinyan? You need a kinyan here. So that's a case of kinyan where you throw the kesef and it's in her vicinity. So again, but that works by other cases of kedushin. What do the mishnayos at the end of kedushin say? Zarak safik karav lo safik karav la. As long as it's within her vicinity. So the Granat explains from Tali Trup, Rebbe in the Yeshiva of Radin and the Chavetz Chaim Yeshiva and Simin Sadik Aleph, says the Granat, that maybe Kiddushin is similar to Gerushin. And that's why it could work here. Kiddushin, all you need is a Mais and a Sino. You don't need a Kenyan like a regular Kenyan. You have to put it in her Rishus. Yes, she has to have Das to accept it, but not Ratzon, even though other Kenyanim have to be Baratzon, by certain cases of Kiddushin. So this case of Kiddushin, of Maimer, which can be Baal Karcha, all you need is Nesina. Regular Kiddushin, I mean, that's what the Granat seems to be expanding this to general. He says, "Vanir bezet be'emes shayach shak Kiddushin yechudu afilu ba'ofan dayarak Nesina, v'lo kansa yishas hakesef." Even where regular rules of Kinyanim don't take place. B'Nesina b'reshusa gafkein chal on a Kiddushin, the afinam yivyatzav ha'haysa. Right? Let's say cases. You throw it to her, you throw her a case of a ring, and it's closer to her than to him. So, why should that work? In regular Kinyanim, does that work? It might not work in my regular Kenyan, by Kiddushin and Gerushin it works, because Kiddushin also has an Asina element. Is he only saying this? It doesn't seem to be limiting this to Maimar. We've noted in the past a number of times the Ksos, who says maybe Gerushin is a Mais and Asina, and that's why it could even be Bakarcha, and that's why it could be by Anisure Hana'a in Simin Reish. But Kiddushin cannot be written Anisure Hana'a. Kiddushin cannot be forced. Kiddushin is a real Kenyan, not just an Asina. The Granat, though, here is saying a little differently. He's saying even Kiddushin can be an Asina, and that explains this Rashi, that Maimar can be forced. Maimar can be forced as long as you throw it to him. One can have a little middle approach and say maybe this is Dafka Maimar Kiddushin. Maybe real Kiddushin is not just a regular Nesina. Right, there's already a Zika here, as the Gemara is going to say in a few lines. But maybe Maimar is a little different. And then you could say maybe there's no Machlokas and the Ksos would agree to this. Because again, regular Kiddushin cannot be Balkarcha. Only Maimar can be Balkarcha. Does it mean within Dalet Amos? It means within Dalet Amos, but still, if somebody doesn't want it, is it a forced Kenyan upon them? So now the Gemara gets to do a little Svara. So my time at the Rebbe, what's the reason that Rebbe says Maimer can be forced? Gomer mi Bia Yavama. He compares it to the Bia of Yavama. Ma Bia Yavama Bakarcha, just like Habal Yavimto.
the name of the parak in Yevamis. Habal Yevimto could even be forced. Afchanami Bakarcha, so to hear, this could even be forced. The Maimar of Yibam. V'rabbanan Sabri Afinim Kiddushin. The Rabbanan say, no, you learn it from Kiddushin. Ma Kiddushin to Midaita. Afchanami to Midaita. Just like regular Kiddushin is Midaita, so too this is Midaita. So B'maika Mifugi, what's at root of this machlokes? Rebbe Savar Milidi Yevam and Mivam Avlel Melef. What's Maimar more compared to? Maimar is the Kiddushin of Yibam. So do you compare it to Kiddushin, or do you compare it to Yibam? Says the Arsameach, this is a fundamental machlokas about Maimar. Is it more parallel? Is it more a Kiddushin takana, or is it more a Yibam takana? That's the machlokas. So Rebbe Savar Mili Divama Midavama Havelele Melef, and that's why it could even be forced. For Rabbanan Savar Kiddushin Kiddushin Havelele Melef, right, is more logical to learn it from Kiddushin. Right, as I mentioned, that's what the Arsameach says. It's a fundamental machlokas. Eina rak legabi maimar leikir hayachas shal takanas chachamim biyavama. By all takanas where rabbanim made by yavama, ha'im heim dimu bichlalos as dini ha'ishus biyavama. Do you compare it to a regular case of ishus and you compare it to kiddushin, or no? It's already a unique context and you leave it as a unique context, and that is yibam. Achadami mistavra, and now the Gemara just adds, it makes sense to assume kiddukamitaris Rabbi Yochanan to say to learn. Like Rabbi Yochanan said, that the this case up here, the Brisa on top, is going like Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Mitaktani Seifa Mashen Kim Bekidushin. Because the Seifa, we had it in parentheses in our Girsa, on line 3. But it was taken out because now we're focusing on it. Right? Because this, the last line of that Brisa says, Mashen Kim Bekidushin. This whole thing is in contrast to Kedushin. So that makes sense according to Rabbi Yochanan. Why? Because this Brisa says that of both of Diha and her, the daughter, have control. And the contrast to Kiddushin would be, by Kiddushin, only he has control. So, according to Rabbi Yochanan, it makes sense. So, Elanema Tevi Tufti Reish Lakish. So, let's say it's a Kasha Reish Lakish. Not only is that it's a riot to Rabbi Yochanan, Kasha Reish Lakish and Reish Lakish says, Kiddushin and Gerushin have the same machlokas between Rabbanan and Rabbi Yehuda. So, our answer is, Amacha Reish Lakish, no, Hamar Rabbi Yehudi. Reish Lakish would just say, no, that Bryce is following the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Da Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Rabbi Yehuda says, both by Kiddushin and by Gerushin, only the father plays a role. So, Rabbi Yehuda, 1 minute, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, Mashen can be Kiddushin, Mashen can be Gerushin, Mibayle. There's a bigger Chiddush by Gerushin that only the father gets it. Because even in the case of Balkarcha, only the father has control. You might say if it's Balkarcha, it shouldn't make a difference, and she's coming back into his Rishus. So, if it's Rabbi Yehuda, shouldn't it say Begirushin? So, Inachinami, you're right. I did Tana Maimar, the Tana Kiddushin, since the context of the Brisa is Maimar, so, which is similar to a Kiddushin, Tananami Mashenkin Bekiddushin. That's why it says Mashenkin Bekiddushin. The Gemara just says one more question, though. Rabbi Yehuda, Maishna Maimar. According to Rabbi Yehuda, 1 second, what's the Chiddush of Maimar? Meaning, Rabbi Yehuda says that both by Kiddushin and by Gerushin, only the father could accept it. By Maimar, even the daughter. Why is Maimar different? Hoil v'zakuka v'omedes. Because she is already zakuka v'omedes, which we've said in the past is a very powerful line. By Yibam, it's just finishing something off. The Torah already created the Zika. Right? Remember, we had an important Rashi back on Daf, Dalet Amud Beis. Zakuka v'omedes, Rashi there says, this Yavam is already stepping into the shoes of his brother. There's already a quasi-marriage. This is finishing. Again, the big discussion in the Achronim, based on the Gemara, how much is Yavam a new marriage? How much is he just finishing off the previous marriage? He's using the ksuba of his dead brother, but he's doing something new himself. So zkuk of omedes always means that it's just finishing it off, and therefore, that's why Maimer is different. It says the Gemara, Hashad Asas Lahachi, once you said this, for Reish Lakish, Rabbi Yochanan Nami Lotikshu Lecha Meikar. So forget the earlier questions that we asked on Rabbi Yochanan. Shani Maimer holds the Kuk of Omedes. This whole Brisa doesn't have to be a Kasha, because it's about Maimer, and Maimer is a different context. Period. Finished. Tanan. Says the Mishnah. The Mishnah, our Mishnah, back on Daf Mem Aleph. A man can marry off his daughter when she is a Nara, 12 to 12 and a half, either he could do it, or his shliach could do it. So we're medayik, bo b'shlucho in, bar b'shlucho lo. So the Mishnah only says, he and his shliach could do it, but not her and her shliach. Again, the contrast to the first part, where it says kiddushin, she and her shliach. So bo b'shlucho lo. So tshuvta de Reish Lakish, kashan Reish Lakish, remember Reish Lakish says, that according to the Rabbanan, both by gerushin and kiddushin, both the father and the daughter. But our Mishnah seems to say only the father. So, Amacha Reish Lakish Amani Rabbi Yehuda. Again, no, our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda Shita. And therefore, it's only the father. Can you really say it's like Rabbi Yehuda? It says later on in our parak on Daf Mem Vav, and we assume all Mishnayos in one parak are the same Tana, if it's anonymous. I give a woman a date, and I say, why do you use a ring nowadays? Come on, it's a waste of money. Give a date, give a potato. Right? I give a woman a date, and I say, Hare at Mukudeshes li b'tmarazu. And then I give her another date. Hare at Mukudeshes li b'tmarazu. And I give her five dates, and I keep repeating, Hare at Mukudeshes li b'tmarazu. And the Mishnah says later on, if, are they all considered a separate Maaseh Kedushin? Or are they all Mitztaref? And you see if all the dates together are worth a Shavah Pruta. So when are they separate and when are they considered one? So the Amrina Matana is kachi. So the Gemara there says, who is the one that says to separate the dates to be considered separate Maaseh Kedushins, you need a separate lashon of hiskachi by each one? Biyamar Rabbi Reb Shimoni. That's Reb Shimon Shita. Meaning others would say, with other Shitas will say, even if you don't say hiskachi by each time, they're separate. But Reb Shimon is the one that says you need an extra word to be mechalik. Where does he say you need an extra word? In a totally different context. Look at the end of Sefer Parshas Vayikra. You have three Hashamos. There are five Hashamos, really, but there are three mentioned in the end of Sefer Parshas Vayikra. What's the case that we're talking about here? Asham Gezelos. Asham Gezelos. There are five types of Asham Gezelos. Basically, you have something of mine, and I want it back, and you deny having it. You have something that you're guarding for me. You have something that you found that's mine. You have something, you owe me money. So you have some type of money, and I say, have my money back, and you say, I swear I don't owe you. I swear. So if later on you come out that you really owe, that's called Shvuas HaPikadon, Shvuas Asham Gezelos, Yechai V'Karban Asham, you have to pay back, you have to add on a fifth, Oda Alachas Asham Gezelos. What happens if five people come over to me and say, you owe me money, and I say, I don't owe you. So how many Karbanas do I owe? Do I have, the Reb Shimon says, you're chayav one carbon for all of them, unless you have a separate lashon. I swear to you that I don't owe you money. I swear to you I don't owe you money. I swear to you I don't owe you money. So if you use a separate lashon of shvuah by each one, that separates. So too says the Gemara here, by Kiddushin, a separate, be married to me with this date, so you need a separate one in order to be mechalik. So you see, that Mishnah later on is Reb Shimon Shita. So how can you say our Mishnah is Reb Yehuda Shita? That's the question. Maybe it's Rabbi Yehuda's also. Maybe our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, and he holds like Rabbi Shimon regarding the specific versus general Lashonos. And where he says, no, it can't be. Does he really do that? We have Tanya, we have a Brisa that says he does not hold that way. This is the rule. If you say one general Lashon, that's always considered just one. Pirate, if you specify, Chayav HaKalachas V'Achas, Zibir Rabbi Meir. Rameer says, then you're chayav. Meaning Rameer says, even if you just say, you and you and you and you and you, that is enough to separate, and you're chayav a shvua in each case. You're chayav a carbon and a shvua. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, right? Rabbi Yehuda has a separate shita. Shvua, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, chayav a kalachas v'achas. Even if you just say the word shvua once, and you say lo lecha, that is enough to say each one. So you already see, Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold like Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Elazar Omer, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, lo lecha, shvua, Not you, I swear. So then, chayav kolachas v'achas. You gotta put the word shvua at the end. Rabbi Shimon omer lo'olam eno chayav v'chayav shvua l'kol echad v'echad. Rabbi Shimon says, you have to use the word shvua by each one. Fine, so you see, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon argue. Question mark. So the Gemara says, well, back to the original question. What does Reish Lakish do? Our Mishnah is mashma that only the father and not the daughter, and Reish Lakish says both. So elakula Reb Shimon, Reish Lakish would say, no, our Mishnah is like Reb Shimon. And by shlichas, instead of saying Rabbi Yehuda and he yells like Rabbi Shimon, it's Rabbi Shimon and he yells like Rabbi Yehuda by shlichas. No problem. Period. Story time. Ravasi lo ol beis medrash. One day Ravasi didn't go to the beis medrash. Must have had a good reason. Asher chelor Reb Zeira, he found Reb Zeira amrei my amur ha'ina beis medrash. What they talk about in shir today. That's the ultimate that a Rebbe instills in a Talmud. That if a Talmud misses shir, he should come and ask, what do you do in shir today? That's the ultimate. He shouldn't say, okay, I missed it. Okay, I'll find that tomorrow. No, we should ask. What are they doing here today? I'm really laughing. Sorry. I also missed it today. Rav Avinu the Ayah. But I know Rav Avin went. The Omar Chavrusa Kula Reb Yochanan. And you know what happened? They all decided to follow like Reb Yochanan Shita. Right? Reb Yochanan Shita that says that only by gerushin. Is there a machlokas of yidden the chachamim? But by kidushin, everybody agrees. Aviv Elohi. Vitzavach Reish Lakish gekruchia, and Reish Lakish started screaming. V'yatzav like a chicken. V'yatzav ha'isa. What do you mean? Don't we have the hekesh of v'yatzav ha'isa? And therefore, we should always compare kidushin to gerushin. V'lekadash kachman. Nobody listened to him. Nobody listened to him. Says the Tosfos Rashi. Why didn't anybody listen to him? We hold the v'yatzav ha'isa. So it must be, says the Tosfos Rashi, that v'yatzav ha'isa is only powerful enough if you don't have another overriding drasha. If you have another overriding drasha for some reason, another makar, so that overrides v'yatzav ha'isa. Right? V'yatzav ha'isa isn't total. So nobody listened to him. Sharm Sian and Malach also quotes, maybe you find a few times in Shas, this is his type of comment, you find a few times in Shas of Reish Lakish people screaming and people not listening to them. When people scream, you don't get listened to. You got to talk, but nachas. When people just scream, you know, nothing's going to happen, right? Lekad Ashkechbei says in Brachos Brachas, Igra the Shmaitza Svara, right? The Schara of Shmaitza is Svara. You got to think about it and you focus on it. So that's why you also another reason maybe Lekad Ashkechba. Amale, so he says that's what one Amora. That's what Reb Zera told Reb Asi. That Reb Avin told me that. Amalei Reb Avin Bar Samcha. Is Reb Avin a Bar Samcha? Can you rely on his testimony? That he'll say it, Rashi. That he won't forget, that he didn't forget it from the time the shir went and the time he told me. So Amalei, yeah, in. For sure he's a Bar Samcha. Kimin Yama Latignihu. It's like from the sea to the frying pan. What does that mean? From the sea to the frying pan? Rashi says, he walked out of the base medrash and he told me. It's right away. Like you catch a fish and you put it in the frying pan on the fire. All right, fish, you don't have to go shecht. Fish, what shicht? What does the Gemara say? Asifasan zuhi shchitasan. They're gathering therein is their shchita. So there was no time to forget. Tosfos says, no. What do you mean? It's giving him a lot of credit there, right? Tosfos calls Rabbeinu Chananel. No. What does it mean? It means it's very close, and therefore he wouldn't lie. He wouldn't be meshaker because somebody else is going to come out of the base medrash. Somebody else is going to come out of the base medrash and then tell us what was said in Shir. So he wouldn't lie. It's very close to each other. Rishon Sian Balacha here says, he quotes the Chumash Marsham, that quotes his Gemara in another context and says, Bizman Azeh, says the Marsham, right, 150, 100, Marsham is the grandfather or the great-grandfather of the Rishon Shwadron, same name. Rishon Yosef Shwadron, same name, he wrote, the Magid wrote his grandfather's Sefer. He put together the Marsham. So there in the Marsham, he quotes that Bizman Azeh, where we have mail that goes across the whole world, and the Mirkeves HaBarzel, train, right? So maybe the whole world is coming Yama Latigni regarding various halachas. And then the Shem Seal Balacha adds, and nowadays in telephones, and I'll add with emails, you know, it's even closer to Yama Latigni. You know, you can have 1 minute. 1 minute, then, you know, the whole world knows. Right? Remember, for a couple of three years ago, whenever the whole Sheitel controversy, if Yashiv says one thing, boom, the whole world knows. Unbelievable. Whether you agree, disagree, whatever the case is, it just shows you the koach of, you know, one Gadol Hador says something and the whole world starts shaking. The whole world starts shaking. Unbelievable. But right away. Amr Nachum Bar Yitzchak. Ana lo Rav Avin Bar Pchiyah v'lo Rav Avin Bar Chanin, Rav Kahana. I'm not like, I didn't hear it in the name of any of the other Rabbi Avins. El Rabbi Avin Stam. I heard it in the name of Rabbi Avin Stam. L'may nafkamina, what's the difference? Who we heard it in the name of? L'mir medidei adidei. If there's any type of stira to ask, so he has to know which Rabbi Avin it is. Fine. Boy, minei Rav Amir of Nachman. Next question. Rav asks Rav Nachman. Na'ara. Rashi says, L'Rabbanan. According to the Rabbanan, who say that what? That by get, either she or her father could accept the get. So, Ma'ushitas a shliach l'kabo gita miad baila. Could she even make a shliach? The Rabbanan allow her and not just the father. But is she so powerful that she could even make a shliach? L'kabala to accept her get? What's the question? Kiyara viadamya, okechatzara viadamya. Is she like the extension of her father, the father's yad, or is she like the chatzar of her father? Kiyara, and the Gemara explains, Kiyara viadamya, is she like, meaning, the assumption of this Gemara, which we'll talk about soon, is that the father's the main player. The father's the main player, she is an add-on, and the question is, what's the nature of her being added on? So, kiyada viyadamya, do we say that she's like the hand of the father? Ma'aviyah mashvi shliach, afinami mashvi shliach, she's like the yad of the father. So just like the father can make a shliach, so she can make a shliach. O dilma, kichatzer viyadamya, or she's like the chatzer of her father. A chatzer has no das itself. Well, how does a chatzer function? Viyadamatya gita liyada lo migrisha. Right, until the get comes to the chatzer, she's not divorced, she's not divorced, so too, by her, until she gets it, she's not divorced, but she does not have any das to create a shliach herself. So he asks the Gemara, does Rava really have such a suffix that she's either a yad or a chatzer? She can't be a chatzer. Why? Did Rava really have a suffix? V'yama Rava. Rava says, Kasav gefen asna biyat avda yashan. Let's say a man wrote a get to his wife and put it into her servant's hands. Right? How could she have a servant? Let's say she got a Yerusha, she got a present of an Eved that Amalnathar doesn't belong to the husband. She has an Eved somehow. And the husband put the get into her servant's hand when Yashain, when the servant was sleeping. The servant was sleeping. Umishamarto, and she's standing right there and she's guarding her Eved. How is a get? It's a good get. The Rashba says that not only Yashain, but the Ritva really expands on this, you also need Kafus. You need tied down. The Gemara says in various places, just because somebody's sleeping doesn't make that a chatzer she'ena mahalechas. A chatzer ha-mahalechas, a moving chatzer, is not kone. If you tie down, so then, you know, that's not considered, then that's considered already a chatzer she'ena mahalechas. You have to be tied down and sleeping. The Ritva explains why you need both. That's what the Gemara really means. So if the Eved is sleeping, then it's a good get. But nay are a no get. But if the Eved is awake, it's not a get. Why? Why? Because then the Eved has his own mind, his own das, and that's not considered guarded ladas of the woman. It's considered ladas of the Eved, because the Eved is his own person. So neir amayin oget. So when the Eved is awake, why isn't it a get? The havi lechatzer mishlemer shlo ladaita, because it's considered a chatzer that's guarded not based on the das of the woman, but based on the das of the Eved. So the same thing now we ask, if we say that the woman, the daughter, is like the chatzer of her father, so then, so it should never be good, even if she gets it. Why? If the father's the main player, and she's just the chatzer of the father, so then, when she's awake, she shouldn't be able to accept her get, because the father's das is crucial, and really, she has her das here. So it can't be that Rav, and that's Rava talking, so it can't be that Rava had a suffig whether she's like Chatzar or Yad of the father. Elala olam pshita le tchiyad avi adamya. She's for sure the Yad of the father. The question is, how strong of a Yad? Is she just like the hand of the father or something less? Amar le enos a shliach. And the answer is no, she can't make a shliach, she's not exactly like the Yad of the father. It's a very important stipler here in Kiddushin and Siman Yud Gimel. A question that many of Mefarshim ask, and that is, this Gemara is clear in the impression that it gives, right here, Kiddushin Daf Mem Daled Amud Beis, the father is the main player. And the woman is an extension of the father, the daughter. And if you look in other context, the Daf in, where is this? Where's the Gemara? Right in the it's quoted more in Maseches Gittin, but if you look on the Mem Daled Amud Beis over here, right, I'm sorry, over here in Kiddushin, it's clear that she is an extension of the father. But if you look in Gittin and Daf Chaf Aleph, it says Beferish, the opposite, that the Iker is the daughter and the father is the shliach of the daughter. The Gemara says Vibay Seima Shlichus LaKabalanami Ashkan Balkarcha Shekin Av Mekabel Get Lebitok Tana Balkarcha. The father is the shliach. So who's the shliach of who? Is the father the shlich of the daughter? Is the daughter the shlich of the father? Two different gemaras. So it says the stipler, they're shlichim of each other. Because every kedushin has two aspects. There's the kinyan aspect and there's the iser aspect. There's the personal iser status change aspect. Then obviously she's the main player. And when the father accepts the kedushin for her, he is her shliach. But in terms of the kesef, binure beis avia, like we quoted before, then the father is the main player regarding the kesef aspect of the kinyan, and she is the shliach of the father. So the hadamani kabbalah saaf who beemes mitaret in shlichus mehabas lios kilo abas atzma she guf anitu bekibalas get v'chein hadamani kabbalah abas he mitaret in shlichus mehab she yakona ikidu kibal ava de shlucha l'fiza shnei sugis ms the shabbat mivur bekidushin memdala the kabbalah abas imidin shlichus v'shabbat mivur gein rav chaval kabbalah abas imidin shlichus abas v'yesh l'falpel. Because after you zelah ha'ir, right? So that's the important stipler that we have in on this gemara. Says the gemara, Eisvei. So we just said that she cannot make a shliach. So Eisvei, Ktana Shar Miskabali Giti Eino Gevet Sheyegi Keliyada. We add in Maseches Gittin a Ktana that appoints a shliach like Kabbalah. It doesn't work. A Ktana doesn't have das. I could look in the Rambam Raivet on this halacha. We don't have time right now. But a Ktana that says shliach the Kabbalah, it's not again until it comes to her hand, because she cannot make a shliach the Kabbalah. So it's amazing. Rashi explains this. So her shliach the Kabbalah really turns into the husband shliach the halacha, even without her saying. Right? Because she cannot accept her shliach l'kabbalah. She cannot make a shliach l'kabbalah. But that's by a ketana. Ha-nara ha-raiz a get. We're medayik that a nara would be able to make a shliach to have a get. It's against what we just said. The nara cannot make it. So ha-chamay eskina b'shein la'av. Must be that Mishnah's talking about a case where there is no father. That's why she can make it. I'll make the Tani Seifa, but the Seifa there says, Imam Raviyat Seifa Kabal Get Labidi. If the father said, go accept to a Shliach, go accept the get from my daughter, Imam Tzav Alachzer Balo Yachzer, once the Shliach gets it, the Baal can't be Chozer Bo, because the Shliach La Kabbalah, Mechad Reshav the Yeshlav Askinah. So it must be there is a father. Right, because the Seif is about a father. So we're missing some words. Got to read it like this. Ketana shamer skabali giti. Einu kedesh yigegel yada. A ketana that says, be my shliach l'kabbalah, it's not a good get. It's not a good shliach. Hanara hareis a get. But if it was a nara, it would be a good get. Ba'amedra ma'amurim k'shein la'av. That would only be good if there's no father. Aval yesh la'av. But if there is a father, v'yamir aviha, tseva kabbalah biti. And the father says, go accept the get for my daughter. Gita, verotza balachsar, lo yachsar, he wouldn't be able to chozer bo once the shliach l'kabbalah gets it. So, you could reread that Mishnah as assuming only if there is no father could the nara make a shliach. Period. A little bit more. Itmar, ktana shenizgashas lo l'dasa viha, a ktana, a 10-year-old girl, that accepted kiddushin without her father's knowledge. Right, very mature girl in those days. Omar Shmuel, tzricha get the tzricha miyun. You need both. It's considered a valid marriage somewhat. We'll see in a minute. And you need a get, and she needs miyun. Miyun, right? What's miyun? Right? Miyun means that she has, shtar miyun is written. Miyun is really reflecting that it's not a real marriage. Right? Miyun is only by, usually used by kiddushin derabanan. Right? So here, there is a father. There is a father, so we'll see why you need miyun. So Amar Karna Dvarim Bago. Karna says, what? There's something going on here. There's something Bago inside. I mean, Karna didn't know what's going on. In get lama miyun. In miyun lama get. How can you need both? So Shmuel says you need both, and Karna says, what are you talking about? Omrulei, hamar ukvo, beidinet de pakafri. They said, 1 minute. They said, mar ukven, his bestin's close by. Let's go ask him what pshat is. So, for some reason, they didn't. They didn't. The Rishon and the Shita and the Nodalami discusses why they didn't go ask him. Instead of chush adru lakami de Rav, they sent a letter to Rav instead. But afchuha, they switched the Shitas. They put Shmuel's Shita as Karna's, and Karna's Shita as Shmuel's. Why? So Rashi explains, because Rav really loved Shmuel. And if they wrote it as Shmuel's Shita, they were worried that Rav would just agree to Shmuel. That's what Rashi seems to say. Asks the number that we shown him. Rav was going to lie just because he loved Shmuel? A. And B, every third blot in Shas, you have a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel. So what do you mean? He never was hesitant. So the answer is no. It might have been he would have been quiet. He wouldn't have said anything. I'll covet a Shmuel. That's why they switched. Others say, I think one of the Mefarshim say, no, they switched it by accident. It just somehow came out, and they switched it by accident. Amaluhu, Elokim, and Rav answers, Tzvicha gevet tzvicha miyun. What's going on here? Elokim is a lashon of Shmua. Of course you need to get enmi. I mean, he agreed to the real Shita of Shmuel. V'chasli lazari da'aba bar'aba d'nei mahachi. How could you say otherwise? How could you say otherwise? The time am I? Why do you need both? Why do you need both? So Amar Avacha Breder of Ika Tzricha Get Shem Nesratza Abe Kiddushin. You need a get because maybe the father would be happy. When the father hears about it, he would be happy with the Kiddushin, and therefore you need a get. So it's a real get. But Tzricha Mia, but you also need me and why? Shem Alon Nesratza Abe Kiddushin. Maybe the father won't be happy, but you'll have given her a get. Right, because you have to give her a get, and people hear about the get, so they'll think it was a real vade marriage, and therefore the yomer in condition doesn't machosa. So if this guy tries to marry the daughter, the sister of the wife, they'll say, oh, it's not a marriage because they were really divorced. Achos grushasa was nisa daraisa. Right, there's no tefisas kedushin, but really it wasn't the marriage, and they should be worried. Period. So that's why you need to get en mian. Major machlokas rishonim here, at least four shitas. If you want one rishon to look at the summary, look at the Rashba. What does it mean? Maybe the father will hear about it. Says the Ravid, the father's standing there. He doesn't say a word. That's what it means. Maybe the father's happy right now. Because what do you mean? He's going to be happy tomorrow? What do you mean? The kiddushin happened today. How can you say it's going to happen tomorrow? So the Ravid said the pshat is he's standing here now. Most Rishonim say it doesn't sound that way. Second pshat, maybe he was Nisratza last week. The Ketana says, Abba, I'm going to marry this guy. He's like, wonderful. He's a great guy. Right? Maybe I have it last week. That's what I mean. Nisratza beforehand. So at the moment, he already knew. The second shot. Most Rishonim don't say that. The other two pshatim is Rashi and the Ritva. Rashi says it's a Kiddushin Lamafreya. Once the father finds out about it, it's thrown back to right now. Unbelievable Kiddush. Rashi, second wide line. Five of the Kiddushin Lamafreya. The Ritva here says, no, it's a Kiddushin Mikam Lahaba. You did the Maisa now, and it's held in limbo, kind of, and then later on it kicks in once there's Ratzon Ha'av. Do you ever find that? It's like a Tznai. I'm married to you on condition that it rains tomorrow. Yeah, so the mice is today, and then it has to rain tomorrow, and it's only Chal then, if I don't say Me'akshah. So these are at least four different ways to understand this crucial line of Shem and Nisratza Ha'av. It comes up later on in the Masechta again, but we will stop here. Okay, everybody have a Guten Shabbos, and again, Mazel Tov on starting the second half of Shas. As we mentioned, Daf Lamed Tes was the halfway point through Shas. And B'Hashem, we should continue sharing Torah together.